Before I begin, I'd just like to welcome our friends, first from our friends from church, at Morristown Vineyard Church, Brother David, Mr. Nancy, and their friends. Welcome them. And also my friends from the university, also a PhD student, and from Taiwan.
还有一位泰律师是从台湾来的，在中美律师里面博士班。Reverend Chulin Tai.
Truly, we are just blessed to have established friendship with the Chinese the past year. My wife and I are truly blessed to have come to know you all.
牧师说，他跟他的妻子 Mary 是真是。得到神的祝福，能够跟我们这些华人在一起，有建立这个在主里面的爱跟友谊。
I guess there isn't much any difference among us Asia.
我们亚洲人看起来并没有很大的差别。
I realize when I'm at the university, I can easily tell who the Asians are.
他说他在主里大学的时候呢。
大概在校园里面可以看出来哪一些人是亚洲亚裔的。Especially when it rains.
When it rains, they put their hands on top of their head.
Friends, if you could invite someone, anyone, over to have dinner with you, who would that person be?
朋友们，如果你要邀请某人。 来跟你一起共进晚餐的话，你会邀请谁呢？
What friend, dignitary, scholar, hero, sports idol, movie star might you ask over to eat with you?
什么样的朋友，什么样的身份，什么样的学者，或者是英雄，或者是运动健将，或者是明星，你会邀请过来跟你一起共进晚餐呢？
For some, the answer to the question would be perhaps the President of the United States.
对某些人，他们可能是想说，我想邀请美国总统跟我一起吃饭。
For some, it may be Bill Clinton.
有一些人可能是想邀请Clinton总统。For
some, it may be Condoleezza or any other political heavyweight of our time.
有一些人就想Condoleezza或者是重量级的政治人物。
For others it may be Billy Graham or the Pope or even Oprah or Bill Gates.
还有一些人可能是想邀请格里汉教宗啦，或者是微软的Bill Gates.
Similarly, in our text this morning, we find Jesus making that all familiar, famous invitation we find in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20.
同样的，在我们今天早上刚刚读的经文里面，我们看到耶稣呢，也是对我们做这样子的邀请。Jesus
said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
耶稣在启示录3章20节里面说，看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Church, Jesus actually gave this invitation to the church at Laodicea.
今天早上，耶稣就对我们教会做这样子的邀请。
Laodicea is part of what was then known as Asia Minor, which today is part of modern day Turkey.
这一段经文是耶稣对老底嘉教会的所做的邀请。老底嘉是小亚细亚里面，是曾经是小亚细亚的一部分，也就是今天土耳其。
So what was Christ actually saying to the church at Laodicea?
基督为对老底嘉到底说了些什么呢？
What was it with the church at Laodicea that Christ wanted to invite them to dine with him?
到底基督对老底嘉教会邀请他们一同进餐是什么意思呢？
The answer lies in the preceding verses.
我们可以继续来探讨他这个信息的意思。
First, we find in verse 15 to 16, Jesus says, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot.
第一点，从自从启示录三章十五到十六节，他说：“我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。”
I wish you were either one or the other.
我真是巴不得你是冷或热。
So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Friends, Laodicea, just like any other Roman megacity of its time, had a water system.
老底嘉在当时就是罗马帝国时代是一个很大的城市，它有水道系统。Because
Roman engineering was so advanced, the city had two systems of aqueducts or pipes that direct two types of water into the city.
因为罗马帝国的工程是非常先进的，这个城市有两个水道系统。
First, they have hot water that comes from Hierapolis. And second, they have cold water that comes from Colossae. Looks like the people there were quite fortunate. Imagine they have cold water to cook or refresh them. And then they have hot water that can prove to be therapeutic to the body.
热水呢，又是可以对我们身体有治疗的功效。
However, this was not always the case.
然而，事实上并不是这样的。The
truth was, the pipes would get clogged with calcium deposits through time, and thereby water flow was affected.
因为今年累月下来，这个水管呢，因为钙质的沉淀呢，水管就堵塞了。
So once the hot water gets to Laodicea, it is no longer hot. It was already lukewarm. The same thing happens with the cold water. Once it gets to the city, it was no longer cold. It was already lukewarm.
流到了老底嘉城市呢，不再是冷的，还是变成温的。And worse,
it was nauseating.
更糟糕的是，它喝了让人反胃。
So since the water was lukewarm, it was ineffective. It was not living up to its potential or intended use.
水既然是又不冷也不热，只是保持微温呢，就失去了功效，不能够达到原来预定的效果。
Marlon and I once got in peace into buying this magic bullet we saw on TV.
有一次啊，梅尔跟我一起看电视的时候，我们就看到那个广告，说是神奇的机器，我们就被吸引了，买了一部。
And we paid three equal payments of $39.99.
我们付了三次啊，$33.99。
We thought that this machine can do everything.
我们以为这个机器呢可以做好多的事情。
From shaving ice, making smoothies, cut onions and vegetables.
像这个机器，我们以为可以这个刨冰啊，可以做奶昔啊，可以切一些青菜或者是洋葱。
When I used to cut onions, it became onion juice.
我以前切洋葱的时候呢，切来切去变成是洋葱水，切碎。
Yeah, when we got the machine, we found that it could not do all those things that the TV said it would do.
我们收到机器以后，这部机器以后，我们发现呢，并不像电视上的广告。
Well, it was noisy, and it overheats so quickly.
最糟糕的是这个机器好吵，很容易就烧过热。
After a few uses, the motor broke down. It was useless.
用了几次呢，这个马达就破，就坏掉了，完全没有用，这是废物。
The Christians of Laodicea were no different.
老底家的基督徒。
They have become ineffective.
他们变成没有效果了。
God has placed them there for a reason, for a purpose, and that is for them to be a church of Jesus Christ in that place, in Laodicea.
老底家的教会，神把他们摆在那里是有一定的目的，让他们成为耶稣基督在全世界教会之一。
They were supposed to be a community that will worship God passionately and who will share God's love to those who are around them.
老底家教会应该是神把他们摆在那里，就是要能够敬拜神，很热烈的来敬拜神，跟其他的人来分享神的爱。
But somehow they lost sight of that.
但是老底家教会失去了这样的意象。
Just like the waters of Laodicea, they have become lukewarm.
就像老底家的水变成了微温的水，令人反胃的水。
They have become so comfortable to a point that they weren't functioning the way they were supposed to.
他们是太舒适了，所以他们就不能够达到所预定的原来神放他们在那里的用途。
In other words, they have become so ineffective, and worse, they have become useless.
换言之，就是失去了功效，没有用了。最糟糕的是，相当于废物。
And because of that, Jesus warned them. Take note, Jesus was warning them.
我们看看基督耶稣是怎样来警告他们的。
He said, "I cannot have this."I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
耶稣是这样说的，你像温水一样，又不冷也不热，我再也不能忍受了，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Friends, I pray that each of us would ask ourselves.
我们这弟兄姐妹们，我真是祈祷我们每一个人都这样扪心自问。
Am I still the same person that God?Called me to be.
我是否保持着当年神呼召我的样子呢？
Am I still living up to the calling which Christ died for me in the first place?
我是否还过着配得耶稣为我在十字架上死而过的生活呢？
Corporately as a church, I would like to invite you to reflect.
我们整个教会整体上应该是这样子来问。
Are we still the church that God intended us to be?
我们这个教会是不是仍然做出合乎神设立这个教会在这里的用意呢？
Can you ask the person beside you?
这样子彼此互问。
Are you hot or cold?
你是冷还是热？
Don't be shy.
觉得惭愧。
Are you hot or cold for Christ? Or are you? Or have you become lukewarm?
你是对基督是冷还是热？还是你现在是不冷不热的基督徒呢？
Now going to the second truth about Laodicea, and this we find in verse 17.
现在我们来看老底家的第二项事情。
Jesus said to them, "You say I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing."
老底家教会说，神说你是基督，说你说你我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
This Laodicea was actually one of the richest cities in Asia Minor.
老底家是在小亚细亚当时最富有的城市之一。
It was known for three things.
有三件事情他们是非常有名的。
First, it was abundant in gold. It was the financial center of Asia Minor.
第一个，他们产金量非常的多，是小亚细亚的金融中心。
Second, Laodicea had a fine medical school, especially famous for its eye medicine.
第二点，老底家呢的医学院非常的好，特别是它的眼科方面。
And third, it was famous because it has a it was a leading manufacturer of black wool, which was used for clothing.
第三个，他们生产。非常多的黑色的羊毛，这个是羊毛是用来制作衣裳的。
It has everything.
这个老底家真是有所有的东西。
And sure enough, like the people around them, the Christians in Laodicea have become so proud with what they have.
就像当时的一般人一样，老底家的基督徒也以此为傲。
I think, in a way, this is the reason why they were lukewarm in the first place.
我想，这也是为什么老底家的基督徒是变成不冷不热。
They have become so rich, having all that they needed, that they have come to the point that they were no longer relying on God for their daily needs.
大部分人都是很富有的，拥有他们所需要的。所以他们就不再依靠神，每一天的生活里面，他们不需要来靠神。
While they still call themselves Christians, the childlike faith was already gone.
他们仍然挂着基督徒的标示，可是像孩童般单纯的信心已经没有。
Instead of pursuing God, let me say that again. Instead of pursuing a passionate relationship with God, they were pursuing wealth instead.
他们不再追求跟神很亲密的热烈的关系，他们是不断的来追求财富。
And unfortunately, they have become proud of it.
更不幸的是，他们还如此引以为傲。
A friend of mine once told me how he met a Christian from Cuba who somehow managed to come to the country and attend their church conference.
我有一个朋友告诉我一个故事，他说他碰到一个从古巴来的基督徒，这个基督徒呢就是从古巴来到了美国，也参加他们教会的服事。
On the way back, my friend told the Cuban, "Wow,I really admire Christians in Cuba for having to live with faith despite of the persecution."
我的朋友把这个古巴人送回旅馆的时候，他这样说：“哇，我真是崇拜你们这些从古巴来的基督徒， 你们在这样的迫害之中能够还有信心。
You have indeed undergone hardship as imposed to you by your government.
你们的政府是这样的迫害你们，也让你们经过这么多的困境。
But you know what? The Cuban said, "Oh no, don't say that, brother."
但是但是古巴人说什么呢？他说，弟兄，千万不要这样说。
It is you, Americans, who we should admire.
其实是你们美国人，我们是比较尊敬的。
Because for us, Cubans were so poor and don't have anything.
因为我们古巴人很穷，也没有任何东西。
Therefore, we don't have anything to give up in order to follow Christ.
为了跟随基督，我们不需要放弃任何东西，因为我们就没有拥有任何东西。
But as for you Christians in America, I really admire you because I think you are giving up a lot of things to follow Christ.
但是对你们在美国的基督徒，我真是敬佩你们，因为你们为了是。事后，为了侍奉基督，必须放弃这么多的东西。
Isn't it?
就是这样子吗
？My friend was dumbfounded.
我的朋友真是目瞪口呆，呆住。
He just could not say that that wasn't true.
他说不出说，其实这并不是这样。
And Christ told them, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
基督说：“你们不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。”
In other words, Christ was telling them that their gold, their medicine, and fine wool clothing don't mean anything.
事实上，基督是跟他们讲说，他们的黄金、他们的眼药、他们很好的那黑羊毛的衣服。
In reality, they were poor, they were blind, and they were naked.
事实上，他们是贫穷的、瞎眼的、赤身的。
So Christ said, "I counsel you. I counsel you to buy gold from me, refined in the fire."
所以基督说，我劝你们，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足。
I counsel you to buy white clothes from me to wear.
我劝你买白衣穿上。
So you can cover your shamefulness.
所以你这样子就叫你自身的羞耻不露出来。
I counsel you to buy salves or medicine to put on your eyes so that you can see.
我劝你买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Christ was actually saying to them, I have much better things to offer you that this world cannot give you.
基督其实是跟他们这样说，我给你们的东西比这个世界上的东西要好得多，这个世界上是不能提供给你的。
And that is called eternity.
这是什么呢？这是永生。
To think about it, we must be wondering now, why was Christ so harsh to the Laodiceans?
我们可能在想说，怀疑说，为什么基督对老底家教会这么的严厉呢？
We find the answer in verse 19.
在这个原因是在第十九节的事。
He says, "Those whom I love." I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent.
把我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
So the reason behind it was that Jesus actually loved them.
真相是说，基督呢，真是爱他们的。
And that the only way was for them was to acknowledge their sins.
老底家教会唯一要做的就是承认认罪。
But here's the good thing with Jesus, he doesn't just end it there.
但是基督并不止于此，
He doesn't go to them, preach, rebuke them, and that's it, prayer. No, that's not decent. He initiates steps towards healing and reconciliation. And this leads us to the third point. It is found in our main text today, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. He said, He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me."
他这样在启示录3:20说，看啊，我站在门外叩门。 若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。Do you serve anyone
who hears his voice and opens the door? Meaning anyone.
耶稣说，任何人听到他的声音开门的，就是说，真的是指的是任何一位。That
means that includes you and me.
这个也是指说。
Again, can you think of the person beside you? It's for you. Wow, isn't that awesome? Why? Because to invite someone to join you and eat with you at the table is no simple task.
因为邀请一个人参加，跟你一起共进晚餐，并不是很简单的事情。We invite someone at the table is no joke.
For example, when a young man invites a young lady to eat out with him, it means that he wants to get to know her better.
举例来说，一个年轻的男士邀请年轻的女士一起跟他吃饭的话，就是这个男士想要更进一步了解这位女士。When
a person invites someone to eat at the table, it denotes a certain desire to get to know the person more.
当一个人邀请别人跟他在共进很正式的共进晚餐的话，就是其实是他有一个很深的渴望，想要认识这个人。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because intimacy begins at the table.
因为我们的亲密关系呢，是从餐桌上开始的。
Let's think about it this way, church. The table is actually a bridge.
那我们这样子来思考，其实餐桌呢是一个桥梁。It's
a bridge that leads us from coldness to intimacy.
这个桥梁让我们从冷漠变成亲密。It's
a bridge that leads us from a point of being strangers to being friends.
是一个桥梁让我们从陌生人变成朋友。It's
a bridge that leads people from the point of being enemies to being allies.
这个桥梁让我们从敌人变成盟友。Who
among us here could ever eat with someone who we have had some ill feelings with? Or let's say, who among us here can eat with our enemies? The truth is, we would only want to eat with somebody who we are at peace with, isn't it?
我们总是希望跟我们相处和谐的人一起吃饭，不是吗？We would only eat with somebody who we are comfortable with. 我们总是愿意跟我们相处的很舒适的人一起吃饭。Why is it so? 为什么这样子呢？It's
because we know that the table will expose us.
因为我们知道在餐桌上要把我们自己的本相显露出来。
It will expose our weaknesses, and we don't want that. We may try and succeed for a while, but eventually the table and the intimacy that comes with it is going to pour us of God. The table is going to expose us. Another reason is people are just afraid of relationships. This the saying that we always hear, it says familiarity breeds contempt. Some people will even say that it's better to maintain a distance with people. Because in that way, we wouldn't be hurt by them. But look at those people. What lonely people. Friends, people just don't want to take risks.
人们呢是不愿意冒险的。
I remember that first date I had with Marian.
我记得我第一次跟 Marian 的约会。
I think that was last year. No, that was I think eight years ago. Yeah,
6 years ago.
We went to this pizza place, and oh boy, she was perfect.
我们一起去吃披萨。
She has her makeup on.
她化妆了。
She even wore this beautiful dress.
她穿上很美丽的衣服。
Which I learned later that she only borrowed from her sister.
这件衣服是从她姐姐那里借来的。
And no, I was perfect too.
我也是很不错的哦。
I try to be as formal as possible.
我尽量保持着很正式的。
And as we ate, we were so behaved, but it was too awkward.
我们吃饭的时候，我们是表现得很好，可是呢，有一点点笨拙。
The way we held our food.
我们拿食物的方式。
The way we chewed our food.
我们咀嚼食物的方式。
And the things we said.
我们说话的方式。
We were like saints.
我们就像圣人一般的表现。
But you know what? As much fast as by to the whole courtship period.
但是经过数月的追求过程。
All the formality, all the awkwardness gradually disappeared until we didn't care anymore.
经过几个月以后呢，这些正式的形式呢，渐渐的消失了，一直到我们不再在乎了。
And little by little, we went to look beyond our defects.
逐渐的，我们不再看到彼此的缺失、缺点。
And we realized we have fallen in love.
我们发现我们就相爱。
And the rest.Of history.
一切都成为历史了。
I can imagine what would have happened if we never took the risk of eating out together on that first day.
我真是无法想象，如果我们没有一起冒险的一起出外去共进晚餐的话。
Church, and this is what Jesus is doing here. He wants us to take the risk with him.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督同样的，他希望我们冒这样的险。
And the best part is, Christ is actually saying to us, as he invites us to the table, he's saying, "You are not a stranger to me."
最好的是，基督呢，事实上在邀请我们到餐桌上面，他说，你不是一个陌生人。
You are my friend.
你是我的朋友。
be at peace, everything will be all right.
一切事情都会在很平安的度过。
I will not angry at you.
我不对你发怒。
I have forgiven you.
我已经原谅了你。
And I love you.
而且我是爱你。
Church, let us hear His voice and open the door of our heart to Him.
让我们在这里聆听基督的声音，把我们的心门打开来。
Let Him come in and dine with us.
让基督进到我们的心里面，跟我们一同坐席。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our most gracious God,
我们亲爱的神，
we thank you today for reminding us.
我们谢谢你邀请了我们。
Of your invitation.
你的邀请，我们真是感谢你。
Lord, forgive us.
神啊，原谅我们。
For we have been so ignorant of that invitation.
原谅我们如此的无知。
Lord, today we open our hearts and invite you to come in.
我们今天要开放我们的心门，让你进来。
We want to join you at your table.
我们愿意跟你在餐桌上共一同坐席。
To feast with you.
我们跟你一起庆祝。
And to be restored by you.
我们也希望我们的灵性被复兴。
We lift our prayer in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
现在是圣餐时间。